We're back. Welcome to the first edition of the Popcast in the new year. As always, a Goethe Institute and Sundfunk Bayern 2 co-production. Our January 2026 lineup features new releases by Gunderlein in Munich, Donna Regina and Rosa Anschutz over in Berlin, Dominik Eulberg in the Westerwald Mountains, and a little further down the Rhine, Viola Klein in Cologne. I'm David Ingram, presenting the English version of the January Popcast. On behalf of the whole team, I'd like to wish you all a happy, healthy and peaceful new year with lots of good music. For starters, let's hear from Gunderlein on the inside story to her rap track, Dear Isabel.
Dear Isabel.
Well, my real name's Isabel, and the idea behind the song was I'm writing a letter to my younger self, to all my past selves. Some advice they probably could have used at the time. You are sufficient unto yourself. You've got a vision, stick to it. So many awesome things will come to pass if you keep believing in yourself. So don't listen to what everyone else says. Listen to yourself and keep going. This is what Dear Isabel is about.
A sort of retrospective empowerment.
Yeah, so to speak. If time really isn't linear, as some people say, then maybe the younger Isabel is listening to the song Dear Isabel right now and thinking to herself, that's funny, my name's Isabel too. Who knows?
This is a letter to myself. Past versions, listen up, huh? Yeah. Dear Isabel, I hope this finds you well. I won't ask how are you, cause I can tell. Feeling trapped all alone in a cell. It's the way you've been feeling for a very long time. But keep reading these lines. There's so much I wanna say, but I have to keep it short. I know you feel insane, yeah, I know you want the Lord to end your misery. Nah, it's not a mystery. You miss your mom and the joy and the sun in your soul. Tell me what you feel when you're looking in the mirror. Please just start to eat and don't starve yourself for dinner. I wish you'd teach your power to and felt the love, the glimmer. And you're not only powerful inside of you's a winner. But once you know we gotta show it, lot of flowing. Babe, you're glowing when things seem like slowing down. Don't forget that's growing, please don't worry now. I'ma get you out of town. Let's sit and breathe, relax, feel the breeze and breathe another round. Please don't ever give up, baby girl. I promise you're okay. Life wasn't easy on you, but you made it another day. Please don't ever lose your spark, my love. Forget what people say. Life and you are really beautiful. You'll see it too one day. I know you feel uncomfortable, just try to be yourself. But your self-worth dead and your heart down bad. Always felt outcast, you put yourself last. But you gotta understand, if you wanna stand a chance, wanna have the upper hand, make a plan. Everything is possible, sometimes it gets out of hand. Never stop believing, and you'll make it to Wonderland. I promise one day, you'll find yourself in London and tears of joy dripping down your face. One day you'll be planning to a date. You'll be your own boss, have a lot on your plate. Sometimes have a week with four show days. Move in your own place with a partner by your side. In business and in life, who loves you and will die. And live for you, kill for you, alright. Don't you get it? Everything you want and desire. Wants and desires gonna align. So please don't ever give up, baby girl. I promise you're okay. Life wasn't easy on you, but you made it another day. Please don't ever lose your spark, my love. Forget what people say. Life and you are really beautiful. You'll see it too one day. Listen to me. I wish you knew that what I know right now, that the storm don't drown, it just teaches you how to breathe through the chaos and rise with the pain. Turn losses to lessons, make peace with the rain.
That was Dear Isabel, a letter to Gunderlein's younger, insecure self, set to music on her debut album. Isabel Leila Gutlein is a Munich-based rapper who's been putting out music since 2020, in English, her language of choice for creative and contemplative purposes.
I actually keep my diary in English. I've always associated my creativity with English. I'd watch films in English, which is why I always wanted to be like an English actress at the time. I grew up bilingual. I mean, English was always present alongside German. And I consumed a great deal of art, from films to music, mostly in English, until I started doing creative work myself and figured, hey, I'll stick to the language I love so much. I actually find it awfully hard to write in German. In English, I have the feeling I can express myself super well.
Gundelein has performed at the Nuremberg Pop Festival and the CO Pop in Cologne, opening for big-name acts like Nyeka, Ebo, Sarok and Roger Reckless. My influences are Amy Winehouse, Erykah Badu and Lauryn Hill, says the Munich rapper. Her music is a mix of melancholy 90s rap, trap and soul. And the album title, Always Crazy, is self-referential in more ways than one.
Also, Always Crazy.
I put out my first single, I'm Crazy, back in 2020. So the album title, Always Crazy, picks up where I left off at the time. But it's also a reminder, I still am and always will be crazy. Why'd it take so long? Well, initially, I thought I was ready in 2023 when the songs were ready. There's the album right there, I reckoned. But then I realized, that's not it. I don't want to just bundle my unreleased tracks together. That's not the project. We remember how it used to be. An album like this one has a history, a theme or thread running through the music and the lyrics from start to finish. There's a story behind it. And that's what I wanted, especially for my debut. So I took my time writing and composing to produce a truly distinctive project.
Always Crazy is a multifaceted album. It includes a track called Revolution, raging against Trump and the police. Ballerina sounds like delicate music box pop music. And on Mary Sharon, the most intimate number on the album, she sings, Mama, I miss you. I want to be with you. Thank you for everything. Her songs are about self-empowerment, realizing your inner strength and having faith in yourself. If you get a chance to see her perform live with her musical and personal partner DJ Avian, you can tell the duo are destined for bigger venues. I could easily imagine Gundelein opening for the likes of British rap queen Little Sims, for example. By the way, Gundelein also gives rapping lessons on the side. And our next featured act studied music and fine arts on the side. Here's Rosa Anschutz.
Sometimes, not always.
That was Plaster Copy, a song by Rosa Anschutz about eating disorders. You are overeating, she sings.
Kann als Metapher gesehen werden, overeating.
Overeating can also be taken metaphorically to mean overconsuming or overthinking, doing anything to excess. When you're simply overwhelmed by your emotions, you can react in various ways. The song Plaster Copy is about the eating disorder I struggled with for a while, something that's very common among people around me. It's mainly caused by stress, social stress. This was one of my very first songs, which I wrote and uploaded when I was 17. If you've ever had to deal with an eating disorder, you'll agree that the problem never entirely goes away. It's like drugs. Once your body and your mind know that state of being, how different things can be, there's no going back. I think addictions like these are an extremely serious matter, or rather, the nature of addiction. The subject matter of Plaster Copy is quite topical. Body ideals, the female body, especially at a time when conservative politics are ascendant. The subject comes up all the time, and then the social media. It's a well-known fact that young women can get fixated on body image issues and lost in their own reflections, which is why I said to myself, Plaster Copy has got to be on this album. Plaster in the sense of a rigid outside shell, the hard mold that holds you together, although inside you're unstable. Hence the title Plaster Copy.
Alles instabil. Daher kam Plaster Copy als Titel.
That was Rosa Anschutz sharing the backstory to Plaster Copy, a song that means a lot to her, and doubtless to many others too. During her childhood, Rosa's parents exposed her to their wide-ranging collection of LPs and CDs and encouraged her on the family piano. Even as a little girl, she'd dress up and put on little shows, performing songs she'd composed herself, translating feelings into music, as she puts it, for music is a separate language, a language that means everything to her. She later moved to Vienna to study transmedia art. Rosa Anschutz has put out 4 albums to date, on Ellen Alien's Berlin-based techno label B-Pitch Records, among others. Her latest release, Sabbatical, is partly about going back to Berlin and searching for her roots. How and where did I start going public with my music 10 years ago? And who was I back then? When one of her friends took a sabbatical, Rosa began taking an interest in the concept and the word itself.
I mulled this word for a long time. To me, there's something mystical as well as awfully capitalist about it. I also like it because a sabbatical is a very American concept, and my sabbatical record came out on an American label. On the other hand, the concept has no relevance in my line of work as an artist. I set my own boundaries, deadlines, everything, though sometimes they are set by my label. I used to have a manager too. Sometimes my booking agency puts pressure on me, but most of the pressure comes from myself. Then you've got to decide for yourself whether to take such a sabbatical, and if so, how to go about it. After moving to Vienna, I took an extended break to work on my mental health and got over my addiction. And through the process of making art, I found my artistic identity more fully, which definitely wouldn't have been possible for me 10 years ago in Berlin. This is the backstory to the tracks and the title. I wanted to put the tracks on an album now because they only existed on SoundCloud before.
That was Rosa Anschutz filling us in on Sabbatical, her first album to get an international release. Its 14 tracks came together over the course of a whole decade, and without the pulsating club beats she's known for. Instead, the role models here were Cat Power, Nico, Björk, and Dead Can Dance. The record foregrounds her vocals, producing a newfound intimacy and revealing a dark side, which marks a return to her less beat-heavy beginnings. Her sabbatical album is, in other words, an attempt at self-healing. Speaking of healing, Dominic Eilberg is on a musical mission to heal nature and save the world. Here's a track called Brauner Bär off his new butterfly-themed record. That was Brauner Bär by Dominik Eulberg. You might assume the title Brauner Bär means brown bear, but it's actually the German name for a colourful moth, the garden tiger moth, which was named Lepidopteron of the Year in 2021. This species of moth is a bellwether of biodiversity and the destruction thereof. The garden tiger has been decimated, especially in the UK in recent years. Brauner Bär, the track we've just heard, is on Eulberg's latest album, which is appropriately called Lepidoptera. That's scaled wing in ancient Greek, and it's the scientific term for the insect order to which all butterflies and moths belong. Dominik Eulberg hails from Westerwald, a range of rolling hills along one bank of the Rhine, and has been performing as a techno DJ and live act for 3 decades now. He studied ecology in college back in the day and seeks to fuse his 2 passions. He writes a column for the German pop science magazine Spektrum der Wissenschaft, produces transdisciplinary biodiversity shows, and models his music on nature, the greatest artist of all, in Eulberg's estimation. Nature's genius is plain to see, he says, in the sheer variety of colours and shapes of butterflies and moths. Having previously devoted his music to the forest and its inhabitants, and to birds, his latest brainchild celebrates butterflies and moths, a fascination that goes all the way back to his childhood.
Ich bin ohne Medien groß geworden, ohne Fernseher. Meine
I grew up without media, without television. My senses were untainted. I remember 2 initial experiences. First, seeing a big purple emperor butterfly feeding on a tree wound. As a little boy, I was blown away by that colour, that iridescent violet blue. I sat there watching it shimmer. My father recently told me the story again of how I sat there staring at it for an hour with my mouth gaping open. And not long after that, I spotted a small male emperor moth on a street lamp. They only live for a few days. They live only to love, to revel in the glory of procreation, for which they are decked out in exuberantly gorgeous apparel. Yes, by that time, if not before, my biophilia, my love of life and all living things, as Eric Fromm so beautifully called it, was fully inflamed. I always had a butterfly book next to my bed. I'd leaf through it every night and dream of morning cloak butterflies, oleander hawk moths, and blue underwings. They were my heroes, my role models. They're what I was dying to see all the time.
Das waren meine Helden, das waren meine Role Models, die ich unbedingt sehen wollte.
Eulberg picked 12 native Lepidopterans for his album, 6 butterflies and 6 moths.
Zum einen ist ja Musik machen nichts anderes wie die Selektion aus unendlichen.
Making music boils down to selecting from an infinite number of options. One could drown in this sea of possibilities, which is why I always start with a concept before going into the studio. This time around, it's Lepidopterans. There are 3,700 species in Germany, only 180 of which are butterflies. The remaining 3,500 are moths. I started by compiling my 6 favourite butterflies and my 6 favourite moths. And when you see all 12 of them on the cover, you get it. Wow. I want to inspire wonder, because wonder is the root of all knowledge. And just as a painter paints a picture, I paint this emotion, this love of living creatures, in musical form. A record cover is like an empty billboard you can use for meaningful messages. For example, I explain the etymology. Why are they called Schmetterlinge in German and butterflies in English? I can let you in on that one real fast. In the old days, when making butter or heavy sour cream, which used to be called Schmetten in German, a layer of fat would settle on top, which insects were said to feast on. So the word Schmetterling comes from Schmetten, meaning cream.
Insekten dran gelabt haben und von diesem Schmetten kommt dann der Name Schmetterling.
Dominik Eulberg had fun composing his butterfly record, but there's a political side to it too.
Das große Problem ist, die Natur hat keine Lobby.
The real problem is that nature has no lobby. And the problem with the system is the system itself. I mean, we live in a post-factual age in which people are increasingly turning away from science. The real drivers of transformation are always emotions, love and compassion, which is what I want to activate in people. And I want to make them marvel. So butterflies and moths are just the thing. They give rise to vibrations, a feeling of empathy. And when you read these stories about them on the album cover, about how extraordinary they are, the special features they possess, all these amazing facts about them, then it clicks. Wow, how extraordinary, how wonderful they are, you say to yourself. I want to help protect them too. What can I do? So, that's the way I do it.
Und dann kommen sie selber an und sagen, was kann ich denn tun? Und das ist mein Weg.
That was Dominik Eulberg telling radio talk show host Achim Bogdan about his new record. Eulberg will soon be wowing audiences on his spring tour, which is called Prachtliebe und Wunderfakten. In other words, love of splendor and awesome facts. He'll be playing live gigs somewhere in Germany every weekend in March. Let's linger in the electronic scene and head down the Rhine to Cologne, where Viola Klein makes her very own brand of club sound too. Here's a track called Boldness Who Dat's Confidence Mix. That was a track called Boldness Who Dat's Confidence Mix on Viola Klein's new album, which is simply called New Chapter. Viola Klein makes house music in Cologne for people who also dig jazz. She describes her sound as both earthy and astral, and she describes records as oases of trust. She has now had one such oasis of trust, namely her Confident EP, remixed. And you can tell from the remix that she's got a knack for picking the right people for the job. The upshot is a deep house track that's pretty unique by German standards. She was born in Frankfurt, where music was her safe space at home. As a little girl, she discovered AFN, the American Forces Network, the radio station for American soldiers stationed in Germany, on which she was exposed to all the music genres derived from jazz, including soul and funk. She started playing jazz on the piano herself at the age of 13, and started learning jazz music theory too. Around the turn of the millennium, when the terrific debuts of Detroit's Moody Man and Theo Parrish came out, Parrish in particular swept her off her feet, as she puts it, with his eclectic DJing style. And early on in 2005, she got a grant from the city of Cologne to travel to the cradle of techno.
I got a chance to go to Detroit and experience everyday life there to the musical soundtrack that means so much to me. I had plenty of wonderful encounters with musicians and producers and made some new friends, especially Terry, who goes by the handle Who Dat. We learned from each other's differences, tried out lots of different things together, and just shared our great love of music. Just about every household there had an MPC 1000, a Japanese sequencer with a built-in sampler, which was the producer's instrument of choice in Detroit. In addition to his MPC 1000, Terry let me use a Korg X5D keyboard. That's when I dug out my old jazz theory books and started composing away, without any real plan. I just feel comfortable with these chords.
That was Viola Klein reminiscing about her early Detroit influence, with its typical beat-down sound, a slow brand of deep house. She also discovered New York, where she got a chance to mix for a church choir. Gospel music helped her to a deeper understanding of house. She subsequently released a sermon on vinyl in Germany, and on the B-side she put her first sketches, her first music tracks. Her album New Chapter came out recently. The album includes shout-outs to friends of hers in Detroit, but also in Portugal, and her family in Senegal. We hear co-ops with the Sabar ensemble Diop from St. Louis, Senegal, remixes by Nidia from Lisbon, and Viola Klein's Sonic Bridge all the way from Cologne to Dakar. The idea was to use arrangements by artists who were important and dear to her, all over the planet.
Von 2005 bis 2018 bin ich dann jedes Jahr nach Detroit gereist.
I went to Detroit every year from 2005 to 2018. Then in 2016, I had an artist residency in Senegal, which was the beginning of a new love and a new home. I've been traveling to Dakar every year since then for 10 years now. An invitation from Lisbon, from the Goethe Institute again, led me to another location featured on my new record. That's where I met the team at the great Principe label. While DJing, I got to know their artist Nidia, an encounter that radically changed my notions of what can go down on a dance floor, opening up my mind to radically different rhythmic possibilities. I was hugely impressed by the way they approach percussion in Portugal, which proved to be a new influence on my music. Another thing that contributed, though perhaps very subtly, to the arrangement of the new record was the opening of a new club near Cologne in Wuppertal. It's called Open Ground. The club is much acclaimed for its sound system, and rightly so.
Open Ground is the second club in Germany to attain world fame, after the Berghain in Berlin. With the club came new challenges. In addition to the remixes, there are short percussive transitions from one track to another that speak volumes about Viola Klein's newfound artistic freedom. When DJing, she no longer mixes everything to the beat, but deliberately embraces changes in rhythm and tempo, which makes the club experience more exciting and experimental again. That was Donna Regina's captivating song Gaze aus Staub. The title, which means literally gauze made of dust, is as mysterious as the lyrics, which have gaps in all the right places so as not to give too much away. The song reminisces about what we used to like watching and listening to. As soon as he heard it, Ralph Zimmer jumped to the conclusion that the song was probably written during the pandemic, like their song Ich sehe den Blumen beim Sterben zu. I watch flowers die, but...
Gaze aus Staub was written after COVID. It's basically a look back at how the way we feel, see, taste, smell changes over the course of our lives.
Regina Jansen, the singer, and her husband Günther Jansen have been putting out albums together as Donna Regina since 1992. Time enough to provide plenty to look back on, and plenty of changes to their sensory perceptions over the years. Their new record is called Lilac.
The song Lilac came to me when I saw a whole bunch of lilac trees and bushes and thought to myself, what a shame, all the flowers will soon be gone again. Lilacs always vanish so fast. It's also a description of the world and nature and what we see around us. Before you know it, everything's gone again. A good friend of ours came up with the title. We've got a couple of titles in mind, we said to him, and we don't know what to call the record. Why not call it Lilac, he said. We liked it because lilac's both a colour and a plant, which makes for some ambiguity. Which one do they mean? And that choice also helped us with the cover design.
Und das hat dann auch bei der Covergestaltung geholfen.
As you might guess from the title, this duo can also switch to English, and they offer perfect escapism. While the lyrics do bring up some serious matters, like urban woes and the extremely precarious state of the world these days, Donna Regina don't do sad pop, as they call it. And as electronic as their sound may be, they do it all without computers, using an assortment of old synths instead, which is no mean feat. According to Musik Express magazine, they made it big in Japan, where they became bona fide pop stars with their opulently trippy indie electro songs and their idiosyncratic niche. But after their stint in Japan ages ago, they categorically stopped giving concerts. No exceptions, not even for the new album. Unless it's for a very special occasion, says Regina Jansen. Well then, maybe one of our listeners will come up with such an occasion. Donna Regina fans would just love to see the duo perform mesmerising songs like Lilac and Gaza aus Staub live on stage. Failing that, we'll just have to find other mesmerising concerts, songs and records to enjoy in 2026. And we wish all you music fans the same for the new year. So much for our first 2026 podcast. As always, a Goethe-Institut and Sundfunk Bayern 2 co-production. The podcast was started up in 2008, by the way, so it's been going strong for 18 years now. This was David Ingram presenting the podcast. Thanks for listening in. Angie Portman will be back in February with a fresh lineup of outstanding new music releases from Germany.